This is the magic time.
Yeah.
Yeah, ta-da, exactly. Ta-da. No?
No.
All right. This isn't cutting it.
Really?
No. No, no,
now.
No. The silence.
Now you the think, bar
no,
is
no,
high.
No, 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 no. The silence. Silence on the podcast is, that's how you open it. Silence.
Let's talk about traffic. Local traffic.
Traffic and weather on the hour and the half hour. What's going on in local traffic, Adam?
Looking out the window here, looks to be clear sailings on this little street.
All right.
Yeah.
So the cul-de-sac in front of Adam's house, clear, smooth sailing.
Yeah.
No mattress in lanes.
We got a walker. We got a guy in a blue shirt walking by.
All right. Maybe he's listening to the show. Wouldn't that be awesome? Hello and welcome to episode 552 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
What's going on? I'm glad I wrote down what show number this is. I don't think I would have remembered.
Mm-hmm. This is the big one.
This is the big one. This is the day and date. Like, this is a couple days before it airs.
Mm-hmm. This is
where's no, the other ones. You know,
we always sell it like it's the big one. You know how they have those, you know, commercials every week on whatever the furniture place is like, this is the big one.
The Brick.
Yeah, yeah, the Brick or Leon's or whatever the, yeah, this is the big one.
Right.
Yeah.
They do that?
Yeah, they do. It's all the sales always the big one.
The Don't big miss one. It. I like yeah. the. Yeah, okay. That makes it, yeah, you don't want to miss that. Hey, no. You got any sectionals? Oh, no, man. We sold them out. Did you see the sign? This is the big one.
We got flying out of here.
Yeah, yeah. We got a Chesterfield in the back, though, with plastic covering on it. Yeah. So, something for your grandma.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Did your grandma ever have that, the plastic covering?
It wasn't my grandma, but somebody in our family, again, this is where the memories get fuzzy. Someone that yeah. I went to their house several times in my childhood did have the plastic, but I can't remember who it was.
And the same. And I was like, I feel like it was my grandma, who wasn't actually my grandma, by the way. That's a sordid
just some,
past.
Just some lady who fed you grilled cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. No, she was there. She was related to us, but I never had grandparents. You know, boo hoo. But wasn't a thing for in our house to have grandparents.
Okay.
And yeah, not really because of that, but that's a long story for off.
I don't. Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Oh, it's. Yeah, it runs deep. But, so the lady we called grandma, I'm pretty sure I think she had the plastic couch cover. I don't think she had a couch though. We just sat on the floor.
On saran wrap.
I remember I used to pee a lot. Like that was probably why. In fact, I remember having to eat dinner out in the yard by myself most days.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Geez, do you know any therapists?
No.
No. Some memories coming up here that I got to talk about.
Yeah.
No, none of that's true. But there's the plastic something. And you know what she used to collect? Like she had maybe it was her husband who I called grandpa. Also not my grandpa. Not my grandpa. Yeah. Yeah. Better than his actual name though, which was Norm.
Okay. No, I like Norm. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Good name. Solid. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, for McDonald, but I don't know. Anyways, so he used to have like a massive glass bowl, but like really high when it was like a vase, but huge, but made of glass.
Sure. Yeah.
Filled with books of matches.
Oh, nice. Sweet collection.
Oh my God. You know where he kept it?
No.
Right next to the fireplace.
Nice.
Yeah. That can't go wrong. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. That was that. And also, while we're going down this road,
quick question.
Childhood.
Quick question. Just on the Norm before you get off of the Norm train. Norm from Cheers. What's his last name?
Peterson.
Oh, that's right. I couldn't think of it. I knew you'd know. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a big Cheers fan. I can tell you Nanny G's phone number if you want. But
okay, I don't need it. Yeah,
it's 555-6792. But the yes, maybe I shouldn't be making fun of my pretend grandparents for having matchbooks. And also decorative collectible spoons they kept.
Nice. There's always
not in the drawer, like on the wall.
Yeah. I remember that was a thing for sure.
Yeah, but you know what else was a thing, apparently? Is like, so they had a holder for them, like it wasn't a frame, but it was like this spoon holder. Because
I've seen it. I've not your fake grandparents, but I've seen it in other people's homes. I know what you're talking about.
But I'm gonna one up you. Hopefully, if you can match this, good for you. But they used to travel driving all around British Columbia and Alberta. That was their specialty.
Okay.
And they would collect spoons from everywhere they went.
They're little spoons, right? Like they're tiny little spoons.
Yeah, like for cocaine. Yeah. Which I would give them a lot more credit if they were big into that. If they were like, yeah, we're super into cocaine in the 60s. Like, yeah, you work for the phone company, but
I shouldn't be laughing, really, but it's still funny. Yeah.
Just picturing them. They were the kind of people who, like, they looked 75 when they were 39.
Yeah. All the cocaine, like I'm sure. Yeah.
It's the cocaine problem. I thought I kept you young, but Wilford Brimley also was like, yeah, no, he's 41 in the natural. Like, what? Anyways.
So sadly, I know the actor you're talking about this time.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley. Yeah, if you watch him in the natural, I think he's like a year older than I am right now, which is terrible. Like that's not the switch is going to flip on me quick here. But so they would collect spoons, these little cocaine spoons every little stop they made, you know, Cranbrook, whatever, wherever they went in British Columbia and Alberta, and then they hung them on the wall to commemorate them traveling to that area.
Sure. They're all sold out of the maps at the map store.
Funny you should say that, because the holders, they had one holder for British Columbia and one for Alberta made of wood. Each were cut in the shape of that province.
Of course they were. Yeah.
Yeah. So you had a British Columbia shaped spoon holder.
Right. No, I didn't. I haven't seen this, but I can imagine it. You painted a lovely word picture.
Oh. Yeah. So there's that. Okay.
Yeah. That's what's going on, by the way.
That's what's going on. Patreon. If you want to help keep, if you want to actually help us out with some money so we don't talk about stuff like this.
Spoon maps.
Patreon's the way to go. Yeah. I have a picture of that spoon thing that I may post.
I need to see it. I need to see. You have to post it. I'm going to look up what Amazon's selling spoon maps.
Well, I think I'm about 2 years old in the photo. So we'll see. We'll see if I do that. I'll dig it up and I'm going to post it. I can't lead up to that and then not deliver.
No, right? We have to see it. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Anyways, click on our site. You'll see a Patreon link if you want to help us out and support us. We very much appreciate it. Also, he is so far Bezos won't blink, won't kick us off. So Amazon, I guess, if you want.
He needs us.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. He's like, yeah, got to keep the hosers on board. Mm-hmm. I just bought a couple of things, too, on the Amazon.
Do we need to know about them?
I think maybe.
Okay, go ahead then.
I bought a you know what a PFD is?
Is it a personal flotation device?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I bought a PFD for my GoPro.
Okay, so it's just going to swim along beside you.
Well, no, it's not. It's a camera.
Right.
So it doesn't swim. That's okay, why. If it could swim, I wouldn't have bought it the PFD.
I guess that's a good point.
Yeah. So apparently, because the GoPro I bought is it's self-contained, like it doesn't need a waterproof case, but it turns out it does not float like the other ones do. And it's black. And so if it sinks and it's black, and let's say you're in the Mediterranean, that's a bad combination.
Mm-hmm.
So they make a bright orange like a clip-on personal flotation device that protects it from falling, also makes it float and be visible when you're in the Mediterranean.
Okay, good thing to have then.
It is. I picked up one of those, and then I also bought an external monitor for my DSLR, like for shooting video. Like okay. One of those ones that like you can, you don't have to, but you mount it in the hot shoe, and then like so you can have a much bigger screen.
I thought you had something like that already.
No, I don't. Okay. I had an eyepiece, like the Zacuto Zfinder.
Oh yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
Which is an entire, but I lost a screw for that, which is a very, very specific screw. So that's kind of out of commission right now. Gotcha. But the, I lost that in Ingolstadt. So if anyone in the Ingolstadt area finds a screw for the mount plate of the Zacuto Zfinder, drop me a line. I'd appreciate it.
Perfect. Yeah. Someone's buzzing you right now.
Yeah. So, and besides, I bought the external monitor for a very specific reason. That we'll probably address a little in September. I'm not talking about why now, but a little teaser for you. Project coming up that I'm going to need that for.
Can't wait to hear about
it. So I literally just got it like an hour ago, and so I have not had time to really mess around with it. But so far, I did fire it up. Looks cool. I'm kind of loving it already.
Great.
So I got that. All right, what is going on, Adam? It's summertime. Baseball coming to an end.
Yeah, we got, when you're hearing this, we'll probably have just been finishing our last bit of baseball for the season. So we have a kind of a year-end tournament that we're going to this week and upcoming. When you hear this, we'll have already won. So I'll be confirming our victory celebration in September because the rest of our podcasts have been already recorded.
Well, we'll go back and do another one.
No, just okay. Just to let you guys know. Yeah. So yeah, maybe I'll look for posts on Instagram possibly while I'm away.
Oh, yeah.
I really have been slacking on my Instagram posting. It's been a couple weeks, been crazy busy times, as I always say, but just especially so. So now that I'm going to have a few days off work and I'm going to be kind of watching baseball, I'll probably take some photos and then I'll try to do some posting to keep the fans in the know, as they say, right?
Like an Instagram video of, hey, here's the update.
No, not really, no.
I think that's what people want to see, is if it's like a selfie video up close. That's what I think. That's what puts...
Of my mouth talking, just my mouth, just that and this words.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
We can make that happen. Okay. Are you telling people where you were?
The tournament is on the island in Nanaimo. So yeah, just not too far. A little ferry ride over to Vancouver Island. Nice little spot called Nanaimo.
Home of the bars.
Sure.
The Nanaimo bars.
Yeah, sure. We've talked about this because when we had our provincials for baseball 2 years ago, it was in Nanaimo. So we were there 2 years ago and where we got a bronze at provincials. And this isn't provincials. They're not doing that this year, COVID-related reasons. But we are having a tournament and some of the good teams from BC will be there. So three of the top four from when we were in provincials will be there. So it should be good competition. And hopefully we can come out on top. We got a pretty strong team this year.
Are you playing at the big stadium there or is it like a smaller park?
I have no idea. I have no clue as to...
Home of the coal miners.
Sure. We're playing there under the lights.
Are you?
No, I have no idea. I just told you that. Yeah.
It's a pretty big... Well, then you sounded very confident at the end. So you're tricking me.
Yeah.
So
but it's going to be...
baseball's...
Well, I was going to say, it's going to be hot forecast like here, like it's going to be hot. So should be a lot of sweaty pictures. There you go. Of me, mostly of me.
Looking forward to it. Like the sequel to Cool Hand Luke.
Sweaty bald guy pictures. Yeah. There's probably an internet site. I, you know what? I'm not now.
SBG.com. It's SBG.com. Yeah. No, if not, I'm gonna go get that domain name. I'm gonna sit on that one for a bit because that one's gonna make me a million. Our season's just starting on Sunday. Like my season. Like my son played. We'll probably get some exhibition games with them. I'm not sure what's happening now that kids are on vacation. Like vacation started today. Summer vacation, right?
Right.
Because they do it different here in Europe. It's sort of staggered. Imagine that. Like it's like every region is kind of staggered by a few weeks so that not everybody goes on vacation all at once.
Right.
Because you don't want everybody crashing into Croatia at the same time.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so they staggered all the different states and stuff like that. So yeah, today is day one for my kids. My daughter's upset because she's now going to a new school. She's not leaving all of her friends, by the way. Yeah, none of them are going to her school for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, it's crazy here. Like you sort of pick your own school. Like and there's pretty much no rules. So like there's different tracks you can go on. Like if you decide you just want to graduate after grade 9 and become a carpenter, you can do that. You don't have to do all the schoolwork. You can finish at grade 9 and then do an apprenticeship, and they'll get you into being that. And so there's like, which is it's actually a good thing, because if you're not super interested in college, then you can go get a great job being a Zimmerman or you know, whatever it is. And so you choose your different track, but then you also choose your school for some reason. And so our solution was, okay, you know, there's these 8 different schools that offer this track that she wants to to go on, the university track. Let's pick the closest one.
Sure.
That was our calculus.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody else made it complicated. Like, well, no, where's the one that you have to take 3 buses to get to? That's the one I'm going to send my kid to. So anyway, that's the update.
Okay.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No, not really. No.
I mentioned it last week, but I just got back from it. So I hadn't, processed any of the photos. I shot some softball photos last week, which I don't shoot very much softball. And in the past when I have, like up until this year, our women's softball team played on our baseball field. So it's much larger, like, you know, a baseball field's much, much larger, like room to the backstop, et cetera, et cetera. But softball field's much smaller, much, much tighter.
Right.
So I found it a little bit more fun to shoot because you can get in close and get in on the action without having to move around too much.
That's my favorite.
Well, it's also you don't want to disrupt the game. I mean, part of you know, you being a photographer at a game is you don't want to be involved in the play.
Right.
Yeah. So that's kind of nice. But anyway, so I thought I'd post one picture just to show that I did in fact do it. So this was kind of a nice one where one of the girls, I didn't check her ID. She might be a girl.
Yeah.
She really hammered. I think she got a triple on this one. And so posted that. And then also this was the one that was tacked sharp with the 70-200 for no reason at all. Remember we mentioned that last week. I was all of a sudden it works again. Now we're good. So there's that. We're still working on the rest of the outside of the field. Like there's supposed to be bleachers and stuff going in, but right now it's not a photographer's dream for a backdrop. It's kind of ugly out behind the fence. But well, we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Also, there's a shot of my son the day before that the kids play their baseball on the exact same field as the softball.
Right.
And so here he is on the mound. Not sure where he's looking for. We don't give him signs from the dugout, but
anyway. Yeah, the Michael Jordan tongue there, yeah.
He does have that, and then I guess he's all about the two seamer, as you can see. He's a big two seam guy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, nice.
Anyway. There you go.
Okay.
Went to the pool today, shot some GoPro stuff. Boy, I love that. I put a couple shots in the Dropbox for you. Again, it's my kids at the pool in their bathing suits, so that won't go on the internet. But I am. There's no way that you're not getting one of these things.
Maybe there's no way. You never know. I'm a wild card. My kids are older. My kids are older, and so I don't really take much video. Though I think that's the only thing is I'm not sure how much I'm going to use it. I take video now at 12 and 14, just slightly more than never.
Yeah. But when they're 19 and 20, you'll wish you had got more of when he was 12.
I think maybe. You yeah.
Not to say not like I'm still anticipating. So I probably shoot around 3 hours of video a year of home movies total. Like all the little clips here and there add up. I can't imagine, even with this thing, I can't imagine it going above 4 hours a year. I'll also use the GoPro for a couple other things, that other project I was talking about that I'll mention in September. But in terms of just the home video stuff, it's not that it's, I'm going to shoot way more. It is so, so good that I'm glad I have it.
Okay. I'm on the fence still. We'll see. You never know. You never know with me. I'm a wild card. Yeah.
You are a wild card. Yeah. I think your son would also play around with it a lot. I think he'd use it for baseball stuff and yeah, there you go.
All right.
Backup plan. Remember we talked a couple of weeks ago about how you having a backup plan.
Yes.
When something went wrong.
Yeah.
I did that last week. I forgot to mention it. Remember I told you I went and shot some photos at a communion at the church.
Yep.
Okay. And so part of the deal was as soon as that was over, we needed to there's family shots, portrait shots, all that stuff afterwards. And this is so keep in mind this is a Sunday, which in Germany all the stores are closed on Sundays, like everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Safeway, you name it. Like gas stations and bakeries are pretty much the only thing, and restaurants, all it's open. So you can't buy anything on a Sunday.
Right.
So govern yourself accordingly. So I get up Sunday, I have my stuff packed. I know I'm going to take some group photos afterwards, which requires off-camera flash because I don't like having on-camera flash for that.
Right.
And I just get this weird feeling that something's going to go wrong. Like my triggers, is the battery okay? I don't like the battery in the transmitter, and it's a special one. It's one of those CR2450s. It's one of those flat disc ones.
Yeah.
I always keep a spare in my bag.
Right. Yeah.
Which is the one that was in my transmitter at the time was that spare.
Right.
So I did not have a spare. I this was the one time I didn't have it, and I thought, you know what? I meant to replace it. I bet you it's not going to work. Could be a self-fulfilling prophecy. It did not work.
Yeah.
It was not going to do. It was not going to trigger that flash. However, on the way out the door, I figured out I had a backup plan just in case.
Which was?
Normally, I have a sync cable, like a really long sync cable that will trip the flash.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew my crowd that day. There's like 6-7 families getting their portraits taken. There's going to be a crowd. Someone's going to, speaking of trip the flash, someone's going to trip over that flash
right.
with that cable. 100%. Plus, I couldn't find it. So there's that. And so I was like, you know what? I have the SB26 has the optical trigger. Even outside, I'll use the optical trigger. So I put my 580 EX2 on the camera, pointed it backwards to where the fill flash would be, the off-camera fill flash, SB26, and I used that to trigger it and then flash forward.
Sure.
Which even in the daylight still worked amazingly well. And then the next day I went and bought a battery. So now I'm set. I don't have to do that anymore, but always have a backup plan, Adam.
Okay, thank you for that.
You did. You had one.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the photo challenge. Now, I'll remind you, Adam, this month is golden. That was the challenge. I'll remind you, someone else reminded you, not me, because I forgot. That we said there's an over-under of 9.5 entries.
Okay. And
if we go over, you got to get fired up.
Okay.
Like I think we decided that was you're going to be a mean guy.
Oh, okay. I got to really rip on people.
I think that seems to be what the audience wants.
That's what they need, yeah.
So we're going to play good cop, bad cop, evidently.
Okay, so you're going to be really nice.
As usual, yeah.
Okay, and I'm not.
I don't know. It's up to you. Okay. Or you could be really, really nice.
Okay, I'm gonna maybe do that.
Yeah, I don't want to be mean either. I don't want to be mean to anybody here.
Not intentionally. Only when they deserve it. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Okay. All right. So without further ado, let's get into this month's submissions on the Instagram. In no particular, this is just the order I happened to find them.
Okay.
All right. So first up is the Donkey Lasher. This is the one of the pooch taking a well-earned break from mindlessly disturbing the local rabbit population.
Okay. Go.
No, this is where you just completely...
Well, I'm going to
ruin his day.
I'm going to start with his name, the Donkey Lasher. Already, I don't like that Instagram name. Change your Instagram handle
to a Donkey Lasher.
Yeah, you're not the only one that lashes donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, I hear you. It's the big one. It's the big sale.
No, I like. I mean, again, soft spot for dog photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, the photo itself, the background is a little bit distracting, but it's a cute picture.
Look at that door on that tent.
Yeah, what is going on there?
Like, that is like, I that is all door, no house.
That's true.
Yeah. That's what they say about, yeah. I'm trying to think, work that out. It's like they stumbled across, oh, hey man, check out that door. Throw a tent on that.
You know,
is that what happened?
I don't know, but what I was thinking looking at this photo is I'd actually like this photo a lot more if it was just cropped right with the door, like if it was a vertical shot of just the door and the dog. Like, because again, the gold tones, like the rest of it is distracting and doesn't add to the image, but the dog and the door part is really cool looking. I would have just kind of cropped in tight. That's my two cents. And you're not the only Donkey Lasher.
Maybe he works in a MASH unit. It's the 4077, or maybe. Oh, okay. Here's some trivia for you that I'll be wildly surprised.
I've never watched MASH, so I've watched.
You've never seen MASH.
I've watched maybe. It was always to me. It was like the show on before whatever the show I wanted to watch was on, and so I'd have to watch probably something like that. I had to watch the last like minute, and I was like, oh man.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the name of what number was the MASH unit that they were on?
Oh, 407.
4077.
Was it really?
It was the 4077th.
Did you just say that?
No. I might have said it out loud, but because that wasn't going to be the trivia. But if you hadn't seen it, the real trivia was going to be, what was the other MASH unit that they always talked about?
4076?
Yeah. No, that's right. It was the 8063rd. Come on, man.
Of course it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So
there just you go. Kidding.
No, I agree kidding. With you. This is cool. I like what's going on here in terms of lifestyle. I'm not gonna frame this picture, but I love the fact that you got a dog on the. You have a porch. You have all the things that you need for a good time.
And donkey lashing porch for sure. There's
and
donkeys everywhere.
Yeah, I don't see a donkey. That's what's throwing me. There better be donkeys in the back. Better be a donkey tent. And plus you have the plant, what do you call it? The planter box.
Sure. There. Yeah.
So we have all the drippings. No, trappings. The trappings of a good time here.
Sure.
All right. Next up, the plumographer. I he's new, right?
I don't remember the plumographer.
Yeah. I think it's he. I think I checked his. I checked his account. His what do you call it? What do you call it? Profile? Instagram something.
Sure.
When you go look at the pictures they take.
Yeah, Instagram yeah. page.
Yeah, sure. I guess.
I don't know.
Who am I? Zuckerberg? Come on. Anyways, I think it's a dude. Okay, I like the gold infrared photos. They are quite nice. It's been very interesting being able to shoot in the middle of the day. However, IR does have its downsides. 500 nanometers with post, obviously. I thought it was 580, but you're right. It's probably 590 nanometers. Is that what that is? Nanometers? Is that we're talking about?
I have no idea. I'm just going to assume it's infrared, and it does look cool.
Yeah, we'll have to get Don on for this next time. That's yeah. He knows those sorts of things.
Yeah.
this looks awesome. Alaska looks pretty awesome, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool reflection. The mountains have like just great texture and shadows, and so yeah, no, mm-hmm. Great looking photo. The only thing that's reflection makes it. Yeah, the only thing that's a bit odd to the photo, and again, I'm sure it just has to do with the infrared, is just the sky.
No donkeys,
and the sky looks just kind of washed out.
Right.
And there's a lot of it in the photo in order, again, my brain says like, oh, this is weird. Like, why is the sky kind of a grayish color, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's to make the rest of it golden.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. The challenge wasn't kick-ass blue sky.
True. That's true.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Kenneth Skalevic. I think I pronounce it a different way every month, and that way one time I'll be right. Lucky to me to have a late evening date with this beautiful woman. Well, Kenneth, you make your own luck, is my opinion, but mm-hmm. Okay, you're right. Yeah. You're not wrong. Using the superb light of the golden hour to take some portraits, always a good time. Our red barn is making for a super backdrop. What do you think of the color combo here?
I love it.
What color is her hair naturally? Like, not, I don't mean naturally, but like, is her hair got... To me, they have, I'm not the best guy to ask, but she's got kind of red tones in her hair, but that could be from the setting sun.
Yeah, I think that's the sun. I think her hair is kind of a darker brown color, and it's just the color coming from the sun. Yeah, but it looks great. Auburn. The backdrop, yeah, sure. The backdrop is terrific, you know, like the barn and kind of the rusty kind of orangey tones of the metal. That's, you know, we see a lot, like people use that because it looks cool. There's a reason people use it a lot as backgrounds. So it looks mm-hmm. good because it's simple and it's interesting. And then she's offset by the green dress and the color combination's terrific. Pose is good. Everything's good. Light's terrific. So yeah, well done.
I love the red green combo, in this sort of, scenario. Like oftentimes, like I happen to think that like a redheaded actress wearing a green, they often wear green dresses for whatever reason. And it's a great, cause I guess it's a great combo, in the wrong hands, it says, ooh, Christmas, but it in this case, it's a great choice. And, we have a nice foreground, middle ground, background.
Sure.
Always nice to include that foreground there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up. Stephen Flo Rosenstengel. We got a bunch of hashtags there. So camping, blah, blah, blah. Golden, go.
Again, well done. I like it. I've seen a lot of campfire photos that just look blah.
Have you seen a lot of campfire photos?
Not so much this year because there's not a lot of campfires allowed, but just in the past, just seeing photos, like a lot of people like to take, you know, a quick little shot by the campfire, right? Mm-hmm. They don't look like this. This is really good. Exposure's great. The person in the front of the photo, like closest to the camera and the bottom left, is what makes the photo for me. So exposure looks great and you see just enough and the fire looks good, but it's dark. It has a mood to it. Yeah, I like it. This is much better than your average campfire photo.
I like the slow shutter speed that's like has the fire blurred a little bit. We have some, I guess those are sparks flying up.
Sure.
Embers, something flying up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you find out. You talk to Stephen Flo off the air, and you get to the bottom of it. But yeah, great, great colors on the white balance. Probably, you know, did a lot of this in white balance, obviously. But that is the color of fire. So,
well done.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up is Pixelscaper. You know what? You know what the best part about this one is? Much what? As like the previous one. Just did not describe it at all. Just went, yeah, here.
That's my favorite.
This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, I like piers. I like, docks like Morgan? And piers. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just, this photo is cool. Cause it's, I mean, again, you know, I'm the silhouette guy, right? For Canada. Like I'm this Canadian silhouette guy.
Yeah.
I got a t-shirt. I got a t-shirt. But so I liked silhouettes and I like the depth in this photo with the again, I don't know, what's the difference between a dock and a pier? Like, I'm not a pierologist, but is this a pier or is this a dock?
I think a pier's higher. Like my my imagination, it's like at Santa Monica Pier is way high up. So they aren't necessarily docking. Maybe it goes out over it and then you dive off it to save the world or something like that.
Okay, sure, okay. So
that's
this
what the rock would do.
This is more of a dock then, right?
Yeah, I would imagine this to be more of a dock.
Okay. So this is a cool looking dock in depth and sunset and just again, like there's foreground, middle ground, background, all of the elements. It's nice. And they didn't go crazy on the, you know, oversaturating the colors or anything, because I'm sure in post you could really kind of ramp this up, and I'm glad they didn't. They didn't. They just stuck with what looks more natural.
Indeed. I mean, this is again, this you put this on the wall of a coffee shop for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're selling, but mostly you're bringing to sell tea with this one.
Yeah,
That's a tea shot. But absolutely, the way it all is laid out in the different thirds, and the pier going off here. We have the boats looks like, I'm not sure. Out in the right way where that is, maybe a little foreground, and the mist makes it. Well done. I think it's gonna be tough to beat this one. Next up is Mike Roscoe. This is my entry for the July Challenge Golden. Although he shot it a couple days before the topic was announced, it is still qualified. Well, Mike, I don't know if that's your judgment to make.
Yeah, I don't. You're disqualified just because you don't get to make the rules.
Yeah, you don't. It's like Mike Tyson going, no, I beat him that round. I got him. No ump. That was a ball. That's why I didn't hack at it. No, of course it qualifies. I acquired the image at the Spectaculum Magdebergens, one of the two Mittelaltermärkte. That's like the, he translated it for you as Renaissance Fair, which is probably what it is. Do you ever go, have you ever been to one of those?
Long time ago, I did, yes.
Really? I thought the answer would be no.
Yep, I did. And it's, again, I hardly remember it. There you go.
Is it possible that you're just remembering that scene from The Cable Guy when they go to the knights, what was that place called?
Oh, yeah. What Medieval Times?
Medieval Times.
Dinner and Tournament. Yeah, we did do that once, too. Yeah, we went to Medieval Times. Yeah, we did it.
I am finding out some things about you, man.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. I think it was someone's, like, an aunt or uncle's birthday or something. Yeah, but we did it when back in the olden days when I lived in Ontario.
Okay, so it wasn't that long after the Middle Ages then.
Yeah,
that's people right. People still had their horse armor.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. So two traditional medieval fairies were handing out gold dust to the children. After a while, my daughter asked what to do with it, and boom. And it'll finally end up in a moon. Encourage her to blow it away, and there's more. But there you go. Blowing the gold dust, Adam.
Love it. Yeah. The light is terrific. What makes this photo, the gold dust is great and everything, but it's just what terrific found light it looks like. Because it doesn't look like anything artificial here, but it is, the light is too good in this photo.
And what really reminds me of medieval times is like in the Middle Ages market is they used to always wear wristbands back then.
Sure, yeah, that's how they big knew. Move.
That's how they knew how you paid for your grog or your mead. It's like, yeah, show me your wristband, buddy. You got a stamp?
Yeah.
No in and outs. No in and out privileges. Once you're in, there's that. And that's how they used to go to the water slides as well. This is great. I love the fact that he managed to stop the action, stop it enough. So it seems like there's a little bit of blur, but not too much. And it's the right amount of stop. And maybe it is stop. Maybe it's mostly just out of focus with the narrow depth of field.
I hard to say. I think it looks mostly stopped, but again, we're looking at a downsized image. So but it does look really good. Again, my only critique of this one would have cropped this even tighter. I would have gone in really tight because some of the background and some of the negative space for this shot doesn't add to what's going on. When you look at it quickly, it's kind of a bit unsure as to what exactly is going on. The light on her face and her shoulder and everything is so great. I would have gone in real tight on this one.
All right. Wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
Next up, we got Miramal 97. This is Sunflowers at Sunrise. Well, just getting out there at sunrise, that is dedication, in my opinion. Because I get up early. I don't feel like getting my camera out and going outside. Do you?
No, I sure don't.
No. So there you go. Extra couple points on this. I also love sunflowers. They are great. This is like the... What do you call it? It was like the backdrop for like Windows 94 or 95 or something.
Yeah.
It was all about this. So I have a soft spot for that and great colors.
Mm-hmm. It does. It looks really good. And coffee shop photo for sure, or bathroom framer.
Maybe need some more bees buzzing around.
Sure.
Yeah. If we could add anything. So Photoshop some bees in there.
Yeah.
All right, next up is the Earl of Grad, brother and sister walking along the beach near Morro Rock, a golden moment.
Oh, now you're really kind of using the shoehorn to get this one in here.
I appreciate the effort myself. So before Adam chooses you to be the one he goes off on, I appreciate the effort on that. You know, it is a golden moment. And look at the beach, man. Like, that's not a beach day. That looks like where is Morro Rock? You demoralize him while I look for Morro Rock.
I don't know where Morro Rock is. I think this photo would be better in black and white. The colors are pretty non-existent other than the shirt on the lady on the left. I do like the way the you know, there's some interesting lines here, just the way the beach and the water meet. Their little reflection in the water is great. The waves in the water break it up. Like, so there's a lot of good here, but color does not help this photo. I feel like this would be a much stronger photo in black and white. Your thoughts? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about that. I would say the same, but I also chalk it up a little bit to the Instagram effect as well. So Morro Rock is in California. I guess the nearest place that you would have heard of would be San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
Nope. Yep. Okay.
I've heard of
nope.
it. I've heard of it.
Okay. Not far. A little bit west of Button Willow, like in Bakersfield. No, Button Willow. I don't know where Button Willow is. Well, it's where James Dean was going when he died. So I guess, yeah. Ha ha ha, James Dean.
Yeah. Sorry, James.
Yeah. Do you know the name of the guy who killed James Dean?
I feel like this has come up on the podcast before and I
there's
didn't
no
know
way it I've
then.
Talked about this.
It for sure you name. Have. You've There's been James Dean trivia history on the show for sure. More than once, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, no, there has been James Dean trivia, but the name of the dude who killed him.
Okay, who killed him?
I don't know if he killed him or not. I mean, the guy driving the truck that smashed into him.
Okay, what was his name?
Bill Schwartz.
I did not know that. I should have remembered.
No, see, that's not, I was just testing you. His name was Donald Turnipseed.
Really?
Yes. That second one is real. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, eh? So no, I did not bring that up. You'd remember Turnip Seed. Like the guy who killed the coolest guy in the world was named Turnip Seed.
I think
not even Turnip.
Sounds familiar from your voice. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. So yeah, so it's out I guess by San Luis Obispo up in the not far from forget it. We're not doing a geography show here.
Okay.
So there's that. All right. Next up, what do we got next up?
A photo of a bee.
Oh, Mark's berry. The common wasp. It's not a bee. It's a wasp.
Sorry.
Vespa. Yellow jacket. Showing his golden colors while using water plants as a platform to drink from our garden pond. Extension tubes. Oh, there you go. So we got like this is, we're going into to Doncom territory. This is way closer to a wasp than I like to get.
Yeah. You know what? As much as this is probably like I'd have to... defer to Don or anyone who does macro photography to say whether or not this is a good photo. I just don't like it. And it's got nothing to do with the photo quality. I mean, it's really sharp and in focus. And it's just like, I don't want to look at that. Like that. And again, that's a lot of bug and insect photos. Like I go, ooh, that's cool. And then moving on, like I just, my personal taste, nothing against the photo or the quality. It's very sharp and all that. I'm not an insect photo guy. And that includes your photos, Don. Don't like them.
Yeah. Thanks for the book though.
Yeah. Thanks for, I got the book. Thanks for the book.
Yeah. Thanks for the book. So here's the thing. I hate wasps. Like I hate them. I explained to me now, the only good thing about them is that, and we haven't had any this year for some reason. There's been very few wasps. Maybe it's the weather, they don't like the terrible weather. Normally they'll come in the house and, I kill them. That's what I do. I don't know if you know that about me.
You're the wasp killer.
Yeah, but there's more to it than that.
Okay, please go on.
I have a thing. I'm not even joking. I have a thing where for the first little while, I fight them fair.
Okay.
Bare hands only. No, you think I'm joking. I am not.
No, I'm laughing because you're not joking. That's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Yeah. I have it. So when the wasp comes in, I must kill it with my bare hands and not get stung.
Okay. All right. And so when that goes wrong, when that goes wrong,
right to the hospital, get anaphylaxis. It doesn't sound like that because my throat's closed, but you get it.
Right.
No, I don't get that. But, I wait till they fly around and then I punch them and then, I'm not even kidding. I have
you need a YouTube channel for this for sure. Wasp and you need puncher? A cape. You need a wasp killing cape and you need to have like big wasp goggles. Like, you know, you protect your eyes at all time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll actually talk to the heavy metal band Wasp to see if I can use some of their songs for the soundtrack.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see your first YouTube video. It will be viral. I promise you, the wasp killer, bare knuckle brawl. We're going to let like 500 wasps into your living room and you're just going to punch them in the face.
Yeah, that sounds about right. 500 is a lot at once. But I will go so far to say that I am not a wasp puncher. I am the wasp puncher.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to get a better name than wasp puncher. It doesn't roll off my tongue.
But it's, it's very clear as to what you will be doing. So I think we go with wasp puncher. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I wish I was making some of this up now that I'm saying it out loud, but it's true. My kids love it. They love the show.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
So like there's sometimes like when we at the dinner table and I will punch it and he'll be stunned. I will leave him on the table as a warning to other wasps. do not come in here.
Tell your friends.
This is what happens.
Tell all your friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like, I'll sometimes let them live and I'll just put them outside. Be like, hey, when you wake up from this, when you come to, tell your friends, stay away from that house, man. Did he kill you? No, he didn't even, like wasp spray would have been bad, but no, way worse. Way worse. He should be on a watch list.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up is, number 97 in your program, number one in your hearts, Frank Pang.
Frankie.
What's going on here? Is he saying don't drink and fly?
I haven't read any of
the
details.
Is Frank a pilot?
No, there's no way anyone lets him fly a plane.
I don't know. I'll bet you Frank Panger could talk his way into damn near anything. I bet you they let him do it. He would charm his. He'd charm his way right in.
Well, the name. So I'm looking at the photo of Monkey Shoulder, the original. Everything is like the original. Of course, this is the original. It's the only Monkey Shoulder. Yeah,
the knockoff.
Yeah. Blended malt Scotch whiskey.
Now I've never heard it. Never heard of. Monkey Shoulder whiskey. What does monkeys have to do with Scotland?
No, I'm not sure. Was there a big infestation at some point in history?
Until the monkey puncher rolled in.
Oh, goodness. Let me just say something about this photo because I am someone who appreciates, for whatever reason, I don't know why, appreciates a photo of a glass or drink. And this is a cool looking glass drink. The colors are awesome. The light is terrific in this photo. The
shadows, yeah.
It's just, everything is great. Like, this is so well done. Again, I'm surprised that you did it, Frank, but you did. There you go.
I need to know what the Air Canada model plane tie-in is.
I don't know either, but I like it, and I don't know why I like it. So, again, Frank, you continue to impress and mystify.
Yeah. This is definitely, it's definitely either an ad for Monkey Shoulder or Air Canada.
Or maybe you can get it on Air Canada now.
Is there an Air Canada now? Oh, yeah, there is. You bought it. The taxpayer bought it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Let's not get political.
Yeah, let's not. Yeah, but good, thanks, great man. Photo, Frank. I love it, and the exposure is great. It's perfect.
Yeah. So, all right. Next up is My Reality 2, the sequel. Golden Light, Golden Years, Golden Years. My second favorite Bowie song.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. First favorite one, Dancing in the Streets with Mick Jagger. No, I can't even get through that without laughing. That was terrible. That was, I would rather lose a fight to a wasp than listen to that song again. That is terrible. There you go. Golden Years. So what's up?
I have no issue with the photo, smiling, parent or grandparent. I'm sure.
He was good in LA Confidential.
Sure. Yeah.
And Babe.
Oh, he does look like the guy from Babe. You're right.
And LA Confidential, same guy.
Okay, yeah, I get that, but I don't remember LA Confidential. Like, I remember Babe. Is that bad?
Yeah, I've never seen Babe. It's about a talking pig, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Anyways, a little bit overexposed in my opinion. That's my feedback. Photo's perfectly fine. It's a bit too overexposed.
Okay. James Cromwell is who you're thinking of.
Okay. What do you think about it? Just the exposure.
I love LA Confidential. That's a great movie.
Am I wrong here?
It could be a little bit hot, but maybe he's exposing for the face, and that's what we want to get here.
True. I still think you could drop that down a few notches, and then you'd get a better contrast. Not a contrast. What's the word I'm working for? A better balance with the background and the foreground.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's my two cents.
I like it. I like when people smile, believe it or not.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next up, we got David 120 Williams. This is obviously Stanton and Clean. Topaque. I don't know what topaque means. The beautiful golden hues of the topaque displaying hints of honey and toffee.
Okay.
So, flavors integrating nicely with thyme in my barrel.
Yes, this is a good photo. Like, again, just like I said previously, and I haven't looked at these in advance. Yeah, I like the photos of glasses and drinks, and the light is really good. All of those things are good. Then where it loses me is, you know, where the description of the beautiful golden hues of topaque displaying hints of honey and toffee, that part I could do without. Just me.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the photo of the barrels and the glass and my imagination. That's where I would have gone with that. But it's really good photo. The gold yellow highlights look terrific.
And I assume he photoshopped out the model airplane.
Yeah. Yeah. What you're missing is a beautifully crafted model airplane in this photo.
His would be Qantas, obviously.
Yeah. But
Yeah, no, all in all, I do like the gold, like all the golden tones here, et cetera, et cetera. My one beef with this is that the shadow on the left side, this is a situation where the lighting would, what I would assume you would want symmetry.
True, so yeah, you're right.
Two
you're
shadows, right. No shadows.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I agree. Yep.
Other than that, doing golden in the middle of winter in Australia is well done. And it looks like Stanton and Colleen, the makers of this wine, commented just below. So I'm hoping they send David at least a free bottle.
Yeah, why not?
I hope it's not expensive.
I hope it's not expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of the valley just north of Sydney where the wine comes from? The big wine valley. I stayed there. We did a tour of there and I stayed at some ranch somewhere off the Wine Valley. You don't know, do you?
No.
I'm asking the wrong person here.
You certainly are. Yeah.
Something Valley.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something Fraser Valley.
No.
No. All right. Next up, J.C. Russo. Two of a kind. A little bit of golden light on some lilies.
Love it.
Really good. I hate to, you know how when you say that, like, oh, wow, that's great. It's, and you're more focused on how surprised you are that someone could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like a put down that you're so positive.
Yeah. No, this is
that's good. That's where I'm at.
So good. And the reason I say that is that, I don't know, a week or two ago in, you know, I took a photo of flowers that look similar to this. And
yeah,
beautiful golden light at the perfect time. And I actually thought I might use it as my photo challenge. This is 1,000 times better than my photo.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's not easy to do. Is you get, you know, the nice looking flowers and you get a great contrast. And I still can't make it look interesting. And well mm-hmm. done. This is so great. Yeah.
This to me just proves, Joe, that a broken clock is right twice a day.
Sure.
Good for you for accidentally doing this. No, come on. You're supposed to be the jerk, man.
Yeah. The little bit of water, like, I don't know, did you put it there? It's too good. This is so yeah. good. But that red, yellow, green combo and the way the flowers pop from the background, like, I want to put this on my wall.
Well, I know them. I know how to get in touch with them. We can make that happen.
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious. Yeah. Like, I really like this photo. So great shot. Maybe a bathroom photo in my house there, Joe. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Or maybe in the Donkey Lasher's tent. They can go up there. We got a spot for it. On the back of the door.
Nice. Callback, Donkey Lasher.
Callback. We just tie it off at the end there. So next up, Scott Barowe. This is Horseneck Beach State Reservation. Tropical storm Elsa moved out and the hazy summer sunset rolled in.
Okay.
Go. You go.
I'm looking at this photo on my phone, and so it might not do it justice because some of the things in the photo are quite small. Like, it looks like there's a chair with a person in it, in amongst uh-huh. all this. Yeah, so it's got some elements of interesting and a lot of haze, and it's kind of washed out with the sun, but it does look cool. I probably need to see this on a bigger scale to appreciate it, but I do like what's going on here, and the golden tones look good.
This could be if you like bought the six piece wallpaper mural to put up in your rec room.
Mm-hmm.
This would be it.
The six.
I say that because we had
mural.
You used to buy a mural, but it was wallpaper, and you put it up in the proper order so that you would have like a big giant mural on your rec room wall.
I didn't do this, but I'm sure now that you're saying it, it's a thing.
You know my dad, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we had that.
Okay.
In our basement.
All right. Look like this. Yeah.
We had a rec room too.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So this would fit in with that. No, this looks really cool. I like the different, like the haze and the different layers of the, like sort of the pastel-y kind of colors. The person in the lawn chair by themselves hunched over. I would go check on them to see if they're breathing. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. other than that, no, I this one is really cool looking. I like a lot of what's going on here. And where the horizon line is right there, and rule of thirds, all that good stuff. Next up, oh, here's one from your neck of the woods. Well, when you go on vacation, CBC Photography in Kamloops, British Columbia. A smoky golden morning on the South Thompson River, hoping for rain. Yeah, no kidding.
Looks good. Yeah, I like it. Like the depth in this shot.
So sharp, too, the rocks.
Yeah, the rocks are really sharp, and the reflection of the sun in the water is just super cool looking. It's got, you know, kind of like the points. So is this a long exposure to get that sharp, clear, however many points, 8 points on the sun?
An 8-pointer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would assume so. It's probably a function of a stop down aperture.
Okay.
Probably 8 blades on the aperture, which is what makes the could make that.
Okay.
Oftentimes you can add a filter, a star filter to it, which is probably not the case in this situation. But yeah, overall, I mean, really, it should speak to everybody that are, you know, in that area with all that, because that color in the sky is from forest fires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Safe to assume up in the loops, as you call it.
Yeah, lots of smoke.
Yeah. So when you drive up to Vernon, do you go Kamloops or Kelowna?
Usually Kelowna.
Yeah, I don't know why either. I don't know why I do. I like prefer it, but it's 6 of one, half dozen of the other, as CBC Photography will tell you.
Sure.
All right. And last one. This is Roger Dahlman in Williamsburg, Virginia. The weekend is here. Get outside and make some photos. He's right. Get outside and make some photos.
Yeah, this one's terrific. Love it. Just gold sunset. Sun is, you know, out of focus and so golden and nice. And, you know, you got the little, what is that, wheat? What do we got going on there in the foreground? Some sort of branch or wheat-like looking silhouette. Again, silhouette guy approves, thumbs up on the silhouette. The golden hues are terrific here. Looks like it's natural, even though it's probably been well saturated in post. It looks really good.
Possibly. I mean, that time of the night.
It's really gold. Really, really gold. Yeah.
Well, you can also shift the, in camera, you can shift the color balance that way. But what I like the best about this is first of all, it's a sunset, but it is a portrait orientation, which is not your typical idea. You know, typical thought is, oh, let's get the sunset in the landscape orientation. Let's get as much as we can. But no, this has gone the other way. And then we have the layers at the bottom. We have the dark, the light, the dark, which really makes that the rim light on the... I'm going to go with thyme. It's thyme.
Sure.
Maybe parsley, sage, rosemary. I don't know. Could be one of those. But that really makes the rim light pop on that, having those stripes across there. So... Well done. This could be, speaking of murals on your rec room wall, too good for that.
Okay.
All right. Now, we took some photos. Let's have a look at yours before we wrap this up.
Sure. Mine was taken last night at the conclusion of our baseball game. The kids were kind of doing cleanup, and when you said I didn't take anything interesting, I did shoot some post baseball slideshow oriented photos to sort of shore up our year end slideshow with the kids fooling around on the field and stuff. So, I actually did take a few interesting photos, but, anyways, this was from the collection. The kids did the old pyramid. That's always a fun thing where they build themselves a human pyramid. So I did shoot that and a few different other things, but, here is my photo, my challenge photo of my son doing some of the post-game raking. I thought you would like this because this is all, you know, the kids do the field cleanup afterwards. So it goes to the time of day. And again, for those in the baseball world, like the end of the game, end of the summer, like, you know, when the game ends and you're doing this with the raking and you could see the light, it kind of places you at about 8 o'clock in the evening. End of summer kind of shot. So, there you go.
So like a slang phrase for like, if a player can, like a player can really hit the ball, like, oh man, that guy can, he can rake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we say. So that's a great one. That's always a nice joke that, my son can rake. And then, so we play a game. We used to play, I haven't played in a while, but for our top team, we used to play at the end of every practice. We played something. In Canada, we called it the pit, but here they call it hot corner. All right. Yeah. I think you and I might have talked about this before, how to end the practice. So you all line up at shortstop, and then the coach starts fungoing ground balls, and all your job is to do is you gotta feel the ball, and then toss it in the bucket. If you miss, you're out. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you keep going around and around and around until there's one man standing. You keep hitting him, and the coach obviously starts hitting him harder and harder. But our deal was that like we had three guys had to rake the field after every practice.
Okay.
So our deal was first three guys to be eliminated had to rake. And so that would just be the chant. As soon as until we had the three guys, they'd be hitting as the guy was taking the ground ball, everybody else would be chanting, rake, 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 rake. Hopefully, like, Noonan, miss, Noonan, nah, you know?
Yeah.
And, but that was the, so if you came by our park at, at around 8 o'clock, like you said, you would hear that constant chant of rake, rake, rake until the third guy had to rake, and then it was just cheers. And then you knew you were golden. You couldn't lose at that point, but you still had to win.
Right.
We had a big belt for whoever got hot corner. And you found here, and here's the last little bit, a little tip for your son if you guys do play this. You found a lot of the weaker minded individuals would always try to go to the back of the line.
Okay.
Because if there's like 15 guys, the chances of three guys getting knocked out before you even get your turn is pretty good.
Right.
I did not do that. I always insisted on being first in line.
Wow. Like, look at you.
I'm going to beat you. Yeah. No, I'm going to beat you anyway. But the rule was whoever won the last game had to go first. That was the rule.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
But I would always make sure I try to go second at that point and say, no, I'm going to beat you anyways. And I hated raking just because them yelling rake while you're raking. Anyways, looks like his form is good. I like what's going on. This says baseball to me. I mean, like I know exactly, even though I never played on this field came along after I left. I know exactly this moment in the summer.
Sure.
So it's well done. Nice capture, Adam.
And I didn't, intend for this to necessarily be the photo challenge. I just snapped a few photos and I, again, came across this one and went instantly, yes. And I did not, like some of our listeners this month, really go for the ramp it up, kind of golden saturate. Like I just kind of, this is out of camera. Like there's really no trickery mm-hmm. here, just sort of what it looked like. And I'm like, yep, that's what we're going with. I had the thought that I might ramp it up and then I squashed that thought. I went with again,
don't just, need it.
Yeah. Don't need it. I think it sort of is the moment. Yeah.
It also plays off against the sort of bluish tinge in the shadows, which is just mm-hmm. subtle. You know, you get that sort of cool, that different lighting. It's all you need. Well done. All right, here's mine as my daughter in the wheat field.
Ooh, yeah.
That's it.
There wheat. We go. Wheat. Yeah, no, I like it. I feel like I've seen this location many times before. Yes, come on. This standing out in the field, this is not your first rodeo in the wheat.
Okay, no, but this actual location that I've not photographed.
Oh, this, new wheat. But this is different wheat.
Yeah, it's a different wheat. Well, I'm the wheat king. And pretty things.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just see what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, just keep going. Let's sing the whole song, yeah.
We got the pictures of our parents, prime ministers. We have wheat around us, and so you're right. I have shot out there in the fields before. I love shooting in the fields because it's just that wide open. And this was a situation where we were riding our bikes, and I kind of wanted it to be later in the evening. I had the super late, golden hour in mind. My daughter had other plans for that period of time. So this was about 45 minutes before I wanted to take the photo.
Okay.
So I ended up taking it. So I still went for that golden. This is with the X100. Which I would have probably shot this with the 5D Mark III and the 85 and gone way back and gone for that gold, kind of golden look. But this is what I had. I had that camera with me. And so I went for a different, profile. I normally would shoot with like one of the basic profiles or sometimes the Velvia or something. Rarely do I use that. I find it oversaturated. Normally it's the Provia. One I use, but this was the chrome, the classic chrome, and I kind of wanted to mute the colors a little bit and played with the saturation and the shadows and the dark, like the darks, brought them up a little bit to go for a very specific look. So it's kind of like a bleached out sky, which I think adds to the golden look.
Sure.
Overall, but so this is the second one I snapped. Not second, but I snapped a couple. But I snapped the other one I included. I snapped that one first, and was immediately happy with it. It was about to leave, and then I clued in and went, "No, that's not good. That is not a good photo."
It's still. I still think it's fine. It's
What's the problem with it?
Just there's a looking at the second one, just because you shot lower and you kind of bring her above the horizon, it looks let's say more pro. It's the other one looks more of a snapshot, and the other mm-hmm. and the second one where her shoulders are kind of at the horizon line and she peaks it, like it just much better separation from the background with your subject.
Yes, that's why I didn't like it. At first, my whole plan was I wanted to get a little more of like the farm and the silo in behind, and then I also positioned her to get some of the shadow hitting the wheat, and I kind of wanted to have a little bit of sort of depth created with that, like middle ground, middle background, I suppose. But then I just didn't like it. I didn't like where her eyes were just below the tree line, and so I went and got down lower. Which means you lose some of the farm, lose that shadow, but it's a much nicer perspective, I find.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah, there you go. Although, should have had her take her hairband off of her wrist. That looks weird.
It does bother me. That's kind of a kid thing, so.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I'll have a talk. I'll talk with her.
Okay.
All right. That is golden. Photo challenge for next month. For August is deep focus. You can hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those things and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out in September. I want to thank everybody for submitting this month. We appreciate making the effort to participate. Well, I do anyway. Adam doesn't care.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
It cuts into his not talking about photos time. So,
yeah.
next month. So yeah, deep focus. That's what we're gonna deal with next week or next month. Sorry, Adam. Oh, challenge for next week for you and I, Adam.
Okay.
We're doing another one of the on this day, and that's for any photo taken in or around August the 9th of any year.
Done.
So I have one from August 9th of like 1840 that I'm going to use.
Wow, that should be
interesting. It was Matthew Brady. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Okay.
I have no idea if Matthew Brady was taking pictures in 1840. You'll find out for next show.
Great.
Get back to us, Adam. Yeah, so that's the challenge next week is on this day. Websites, Adam. Where can people go? You're on the Instagram. You're doing the live broadcast from Nanaimo.
Yeah. Live. Adam Instagram Nanaimo. Live. Yeah. So maybe if you're lucky, there'll be one or two photos from our tournament in Nanaimo. So yes, Adam Two Hosers on the Instagram. And your stuff?
I want to see a live broadcast from the Nanaimo white spot. Okay. Like you and your son digging into his pirate pack.
No, we, you know what? Funny little tidbit. We went to the Nanaimo white spot last time for like a team meal, which we'll never do again. We were the only ones, in the restaurant, and I swear it took 2 hours. It was an epic disaster. And so we said there will be no trips to the white spot or to any other establishment as a full team dinner. We will bring pizza or something back to the hotel. Yeah.
Fish and chips in Nanaimo. That's what you got to do.
Sure.
All right. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.